brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you from the United States of America, specifically the city of Lincoln, Nebraska, and I greet you in the name that is above every other name, at the name of Jesus. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses, Jesus Christ is Lord. Whether you like it or not, whether you even know it or not, that's the truth. And, you know, when we progress towards an eternal state of being and step out of this temporal reality, that reality of the truth is going to be ever present. The question is, will you end up on the side of the dark, on the side of the demonic, on the side of the devil, which calls evil good and which twists the truth, tries to block out the light and that which is real and that which God has put on the earth and that which would set you free? Or will you be among those who of your free will choose light, choose truth, choose the Word of God, choose this day whom you will serve, and choose to go against the convention of this world, against the depravity of this world, against the push by the demonic to steal your soul, to rob, steal, kill, destroy? The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy, in John 10:10, and they're working very hard to do that. And Jesus said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. You know, there's a difference between having life and having abundant life. Life you can have when you receive that finished work of Christ Jesus, when you accept that sacrifice that was paid for you, when you confess out of a work that's been done in your heart, you confess the reality of who He is, and you receive that and you go forward in that. You receive the gift of eternal life that came through Christ Jesus. You receive the blood of Jesus applied to your life. You've asked for the forgiveness of your sins and you've received that. Abundant life is something that you've got to press through, you know, and you've got to overcome in order to receive that. If you're going to have the abundant life that God intended for you, you're going to have to overcome. And you're going to have to overcome your flesh. You're going to have to overcome the carnal mind. You're going to have to overcome the world and the world system. You're going to have to overcome the demonic powers that are set against you. All of that is there. All of that is out there in the world working overtime. You know, the world system is one of, you take a bunch of carnal minds, deprived and depraved and put apart from the truth. You combine them together, you get a demonic system. You energize that with spiritual power that opposes the truth, and you got a lethal cocktail there. For anybody that doesn't have the power of the Holy Spirit at work inside of them, you're in trouble. But if you've got the power of the Holy Spirit, greater is He that lives in you than he that's in the world. Greater is He that lives in you than he that's in the world. Greater is the power that's working in you than anything that the world has. But you got to rise up into your inheritance. You have to rise up into that which God has put inside of you by His Spirit when you receive Christ Jesus into your heart and into your life. You've got to rise up into that and move in that. You know, it shouldn't be a surprise for you when those that serve the devil and those that serve the demonic side call evil good. And they try to justify evil. And they try to control consciousness. It shouldn't be a surprise for you. When you see that, when you see that taking place around you, you need to stand strong. You need to know the truth. The truth is what sets you free. You know, the thing is with the lie and with what the world pushes, the problem for them, even when they get what they want, they still lose. Because you know why? Sin kills. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So the thing about it is when they push so hard to justify a life of sin, To justify a life of depravity, to justify a life that is apart from God, the downside of that is they're still killing themselves and anybody else that's around them, because sin has this contaminating effect. You know, and the thing about it too is what you notice is with the sinful agendas of the world system, you'll see this, it's not enough for people to kind of go off on their own and do it. No, they've got to get other people to participate. They've got to share that destruction. There is that push that goes along with it. To share that destruction, to bring other people into that corruption. They can't stand somebody that's a part of that system. Either they get you to buy into it and compromise with them, or they want to kill you. And they want to put out that light. They lose their mind. You know, while I've been in the States, I'm having a chance to see firsthand some of the pushes of the devil here. You know, there's a... We reposted this. It's in our spiritual warfare section on faithmix.com. And there's two interviews in there that were done by our buddy in New Mexico, Zeph Daniel, with Bishop Kanko from Africa, from I believe Ghana. And he spoke about, now this is a fourth generation witch doctor who spoke about, while he was a witch doctor in Ghana, in the 70s, the late 70s, as he was one of the last satanic conferences that he attended in the spirit realm as a witch doctor, and the plans made for the United States, the demonic agenda for the United States, of how to begin to bring this nation down, to compromise this nation, to weaken this nation. And part of the satanic agenda, part of the demonic agenda made back then, was to bring forward a homosexual agenda inside the United States, to empower the homosexuals with wealth, and to push that agenda inside the United States as a means of destroying the nation. Now, snap forward, 80s, 90s, you know, double O's and now the 10s, 40 years into the future, and you see the manifestation of that, where people call that which is evil good and call that which is good evil. Can you not see it? See, here's the thing. You got to understand that with the demonic, with Satan, with the power of darkness, with that which seeks to kill and to steal and to destroy, when they go forward with their agenda, part of what they do is they'll take time. The demonic work is willing to take its time. Willing to take its time to accomplish its agenda. It's gradual. It's gradual in your life. It's gradual in the lives of those around you. The goal is to just begin to get into the door and work that. And over time, that result is eventually destruction. And while you may not see the immediate effect of something when you go down a sinful avenue, as you keep going, as it keeps going, as it... That's first that seed is planted, and then it matures and it grows, and then it's birthed full bore in a person's life, that destruction is there in that person's life. Look, the devil knows the scriptures too, all right? And the devil knows the wages of sin is death. So he knows if he can get you to go that way, you're going to die. You know, look, every time you sin, something dies. Did you know that? Every time you sin, something dies. I'm not trying to cut out your fun. I'm telling you the reality and the truth. Look, every time you sin, something dies. Maybe your innocence dies. Maybe your plans and your dreams die. Maybe part of your spirit dies. Part of your soul dies. Maybe a goal, an ambition, whatever. Something dies every time that you sin. That's just how it is. There are universal laws in place in the reality that we live in here in this life. Whether you like it or not, whether you even know about it or not, that is the reality of the life that you live while you're here in the earth. Same thing, gravity. You know, you can choose to not believe in gravity, but if you go walk off the side of a building, you're going to fall to the ground and you're going to hurt yourself. And if it's higher up, you're going to die. Same thing with sin. You might hurt yourself. You might die right away. You know what? There's a lot of you guys out there. You've maybe gotten away with certain things. And you think you've gotten away with them. But look, you know, what you got away with yesterday might kill you today. You don't know. You don't know. That's why don't play dice with your life. Because it's going to get you. The enemy is like a roaring lion, roving about, seeking whom he may devour. How does he devour you? Well, you got to participate in that. You know, you've got to allow access to that. Look, here's the thing. I want you to understand this. God has given you the power in His Holy Spirit to overcome the works of the devil. He's given you the power in His Holy Spirit to bring your body under subjection, to make it a slave to the Spirit of God. Because your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Your body is and was intended to be a vessel of righteousness. Your body is the very place where the Spirit of God chooses to indwell. Make your body a temple for the Holy Spirit, a place that He would want to be. Create that environment, cultivate that environment in your spirit, in your heart. Why not? Don't you want to know the presence of God all the time? Wouldn't you rather have that than just kind of crisis management or whenever you just sort of get into trouble and now you just got to go running around and try to get some help? Why do you want to live like that? Wouldn't you rather live in victory than to live in just one fire to the next, one disaster to the next, one crisis to the next? Come on. You know, when you look at what's going on right now in the world, this is an incredible time for a child of God to walk in light and truth. This is an incredible time for somebody to stand up for that which is real. Because you know why? You will shine so bright. You will shine so strong. Because the dark continues to push to get darker and darker to try to block out the light. So when you stand in the light, you shine. You're brilliant. You shine brighter than the stars in the sky. Close up. You know, because of what's going on right now too, all the more reason to press into God. Look, if you keep your eyes on Jesus, if you keep your heart focused on Him, if you, and what does that mean to keep your eyes on Jesus? Okay, first, well, in one sense, very, very literally means that, you know, keep your spiritual eyes, your spiritual focus, your spiritual volition, your spiritual intention pointed towards Him. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. You know, that's the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it, to love your neighbor as yourself. You know, you're able to love your neighbor as yourself as an overflow of the first. When you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your mind and with all your strength, when you love Him with everything that you are, when you love God like that, it takes care of everything. And then the overflow of that is He pours in and pours through you, and you're able to love your neighbor as yourself because of that relationship and that connection that you have with Him. And if you keep your heart, if you keep your volition, if you keep your intention, if you keep your will focused on Him, the rest of it will flow. You'll be able to do the miraculous. You'll be able to live in the miraculous. You'll be able to live in God's plan, purpose, prophetic destiny for your life. But if you choose not to, if you choose to direct your attention somewhere else, if you choose, then you get into all kinds of other places. The parable of the sower is an example. You know, the worries, the riches, and the pleasures of this world choke it and make it unfruitful. Because, look, here it is. It's not that you don't have things that come up that test you if you're following God and you keep your eyes completely focused on Him. They'll come up. But the thing is, you don't take your eyes off of Christ. You keep your eyes on Christ. Even as at one point while Peter was walking on the water, he was keeping his eyes on Christ and he was living in the miraculous, and there was a lot of worries around him when they were trying to make their way through the storm. There was a ton of worries before that. When he got out of the boat, that's a whole other set. But as long as he had his eyes on Jesus, despite the things going on around him, he was living in that hundredfold existence. He was living in that abundant existence. The moment that he took his eyes off of Jesus and started looking at everything that was going on around him, he started to sink. And the moment with all that's going on in this world right now, with all that's going on in your life, that you take your eyes off of Jesus and put them on the things going on around you, that's when you start to sink. You know it. So, with whatever's going on, bow your knee, get into a state of prayer, put your eyes on Him, and then when you get up off of your knees, stay in that state, stay in that connection. Keep your heart, keep your focus, keep that channel clean, keep that channel open. Here's the thing, when people sin, they create for themselves a difficulty to hear. They block themselves from hearing God's voice. They block themselves from the best that God has for them. They do that. He didn't do that to you. He chose that. And you know you do. But when you choose to walk as He would have you to walk, when you choose to, like Jesus said, I only do what I see the Father doing, when you choose to only do what you see Jesus doing, to do only what you see the Father doing, to do the revealed will of God in your life, you're living in the miraculous. Keep your eyes on Jesus. So the worries, the riches of this world. You know, a lot of times, look, it's not that God doesn't want His people to have. We have, and we have to share. We've got incredible resource in Christ Jesus. In every area of wealth, not just financial. God blesses us. But if you get your eyes off of Jesus and start looking to all of that and be deceived by the riches of this world, it'll choke you and make you unfruitful. And the pleasures of this world. Look, the world will offer you all kinds of pleasures. All kinds of things will be offered to you by the world. But if you take your eyes off of Christ and put your eyes on those things, it will choke you. And you know the thing is, the pleasures that God has in store for His people are far greater than the pleasures that this world has. The pleasures that God offers His people are far greater than the momentary passing little things, little snippets that people engage in that give them temporary relief from that insane mind world system that's at enmity with God, only to want to go back and get their next fix, their next high, their next lay, whatever it is, their next boost, their next whatever it is, all of it is empty. And they know they're empty. And you are a slave to whatever masters you. So if you are mastered by your worries, you're a slave to your worries. If you're mastered by your wealth, you're a slave to your wealth. If you're mastered by the pleasures that are around you, you're a slave to those things. Look, you're going to serve somebody. When you serve the Lord, there is true liberty, true peace, true freedom is in Christ Jesus. In Jesus Christ, you have true freedom. Ah, you know, it's a glorious thing. It's a beautiful thing. keep your eyes on Him. Stand up for that which is true. Stand up for that which is real. And you know, here's the other thing too. We're not ignorant about the devil's schemes. We're not ignorant about the devil's schemes. We're not. You know, we understand what he's doing. We understand how he's doing it. We understand why he's doing it. So when you understand it, speak it. Make it plain. Make it known. Bring the truth out. I tell you, I'm so excited for the things that God is doing in this time, in this age, in your life. You know, listen, even if you sometimes are not even sure what you can do, or you feel like you don't even know what you can do, to look, just even these things that we put out, share them with somebody. Share the word with somebody. Pass it on. Don't just listen. Pass it on to somebody that needs it. Somebody that you know that this would help. And even if you don't understand, like maybe sometimes how to share, just put it forward to somebody and just say, look, I just heard this and it's I'm curious what you think about it. Let me know. Just put it out there neutral. Let that word go forward. Just pass it on to somebody. You always have somebody in your life that you know, that you can pray for, that you can share a word with, that you can pass something off to, that it'll help. And take a step. Because when you take a step, you open up the possibility for God to back you up, for the Spirit of God to work in and through you. But when you refuse to take a step, when you refuse to move, when you refuse and you're paralyzed by fear, which is something that is in your mind, in the carnal mind, perfect love drives out all fear. When you are paralyzed by that which goes on in your own mind, you're missing it. You're missing the opportunity that's right there in front of you. Look, all you've got to do is just speak that word. All you've got to do is just pass something on to somebody. All you've got to do is just pray. God has you in the earth to make an impact. Not by might, not by power, but by His Spirit, says the Lord. By His Spirit. You stay in connection with Him, and the overflow of the life that you live while you're here, by His Spirit, you make an impact. And He has you to do things. He has you to do certain things. And as you do them, it carries on. As you do them, it tears up that demonic work that goes on in the earth. You speak light, you speak truth, you speak the word, and you let it be what it is. The Holy Spirit will back you up. Light and truth will go forward. In this time that we live in right now, God is pouring out His Spirit on all flesh right now. In this day, in this age, right now, God is pouring out His Spirit on all flesh. God is stirring people in a way that they've never been stirred before. God is stirring people up that are His, calling them to rise up in Him and to be what He made them to be. That's you. That's you, and you know that's you. God has been stirring your heart, and you know that's you. The time has come for you to move forward in the things of God, to not just sit on the sidelines, to not just watch in anxiety, and to not just watch wondering. You are a participant in the work that God has to be done in the earth this day. And the Spirit of God is with you, is flowing through you, is in you. Move in that. Move in that. And be blessed. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, we love you guys. Write us. Faithmix@gmail.com. faithmix@gmail.com. You can reach us there. You can reach us through our Facebook page. Just search for Faithmix, one word. Write us. Say hi. Write us. Tell us how you're doing. Write us. Let us know what God is speaking into your heart right now. We pray for you guys. We really do. We pray that God bless you, that God encourages you, that God keeps you on the path to abundant life, and that you would embrace that with all of your heart. All right. We love you. We'll catch up with you sometime soon. Keep on keeping on. Talk to you later. Bye.